KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy. We have 63 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, the high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak arrested a man on an assault charge early this morning. Officials say 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 4:20 a.m. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and charged with simple assault. Johnson was being held in the jail on a $300 cash bond. Three people, two women and a man, were injured Wednesday afternoon during a collision in Red Oak between a pickup and an SUV. Red Oak police say 95-year-old Eloise Brower of Red Oak was transported by ambulance to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital before being flown to a helicopter in St. Joseph, Missouri for treatment of serious injuries. 74-year-old Gary Reeve and his passenger, 71-year-old Linda Reeve, both of Newmarket, were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Red Oak for treatment of unknown injuries. The accident happened at around 2:30 p.m. when Brower, who was driving a 2008 Chevy Equinox, stopped but then pulled away from the intersection of Highway 34 and Northeastern Avenue in Red Oak. Her SUV was struck on the driver's side by Gary Reeves' 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup. Brower had to be extricated from her vehicle by mechanical means following the collision. Both vehicles sustained $7,500 damage in the crash. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, officials of the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, and LifeNet 23 helicopter out of Clarinda. Well, a toddler drowned Tuesday night in Carroll. Carroll Police Captain Mark Hino says it happened at the boy's home.
The actual details surrounding the incident, that part of the investigation is still underway. The child's name is Eli Rowetter, 2 years old, and lived at that residence.
It was about a quarter till nine Tuesday night when police in Carroll got the 911 call saying the child had been found unresponsive in a swimming pool.
Our local paramedics and police department were dispatched. CPR was in progress. The child was transported to our local hospital and later pronounced dead.
The boy's father, Craig Rowetter, is a coach and technology director at the Carroll High School. Kara Rowetter, the toddler's mother, is an elementary school teacher in Carroll. Four recent drowning deaths of children in Iowa have prompted a reminder from the state public health officials. Dennis Klein is the acting state medical examiner.
All three incidents did occur where the person who was watching the child did lose track of the child for several minutes.
A pair of 2-year-old children and a 6-year-old child died from drowning last week. Those are the three he was referring to. In the latest incident, as I mentioned, a toddler was found in the family swimming pool in Carroll. That happened Tuesday night.
The best advice for people who do have pools is to make sure that they have all the required protective equipment involving covers and fences.
But Klein says the biggest factor in protecting children around water is a direct supervision at all times.
Sometimes it can take less than 5 minutes of losing track of a child, and that child can be in a position where they can drown.
About a week ago, a 2-year-old child drowned in Mahaska County Pond, and this past weekend, a 6-year-old Newton boy drowned at Lake Red Rock. State radio near Lewis reported late yesterday morning that a vehicle had been stolen Tuesday night from Atlantic. According to the All Points Bulletin, the vehicle was a dark-colored 2000 Chrysler Sebring with Iowa license plates DVP203. The vehicle was taken from a person's place of business, along with the keys to the registered owner. If you see that vehicle, you can contact your local law enforcement agency. There is a picture of it on this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Elston man reported that his home was broken into sometime between 6 and 11:30 p.m. on July the 3rd. Stolen from the home was a Sentinel gun safe containing three weapons, a rifle scope, and some related firearms equipment. The weapons were described as a 9mm Mansfield pistol in a red plastic gun case, an 870 Remington 12-gauge shotgun, and a 30-60 bolt-action Savage Axis rifle with a 3X-9X scope. The loss was estimated at $2,300. In the funeral announcements, Cole John Anderson, age 46, of Irwin, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Cole Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gordon Edward Ohm, age 90, of Arnold's Park, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gordon Ohm will be tomorrow at noon at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roger Allen Conan, age 59, of Ankeny, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Roger Conan will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Asher W. Kasperbauer, age 7, of Dedham, the son of Jed and Stephanie Kasperbauer of Dedham, died Tuesday at Children's Hospital Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Asher Kasperbauer will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jay Hoogaveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hoogaveen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Alan Gus Geezer, age 64, of Jacksonville, died Monday. Services for Gus Geezer are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.